I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Triple Point in the Quad Cities is using art to provide comfort during grief and to help celebrate life. As a sign of support for the community, especially healthcare workers and first responders, the Trimble family commissioned Detroit artist Marcus Glenn to create three hearts, which are now on permanent display in the entrance atrium at Trimble Point. That's at 701 12th Street in downtown Moline. The three unique mixed-media paintings are entitled Look for Love Among the Chaos, See Love Among the Chaos, and Find Love Among the Chaos. The Trimbles realized how fitting the heart theme is after seeing their grandchildren and friends placing hearts in windows throughout the Quad Cities. Eric Trimble is CEO of Trimble Point Companies, which includes Trimble Funeral Homes and Crematory, Cremation Society of the Quad Cities, Veterans Funeral Care, City View Celebrations, and Watermark Corners and Stationers.
We are blessed with the opportunity to build Trimble Point, which is a legacy building where the community can gather to celebrate all of life's events, whether people come for a funeral, a wedding, a baby shower, or a class reunion. These hearts will serve as a reminder of the love, strength, and resilience shown by our neighbors during this challenging time. But we view this building as a community building, as a legacy building, as a museum or as a city hall or as a gathering place. So we think it's important to beautify it with the art. And the fact that we like collecting art, we have the perfect place to display it.
According to Park West Gallery in Southfield, Michigan, Marcus Glenn is one of the most exciting young artists to emerge in recent years. He has commissioned works of art hanging in exclusive private and public collections throughout the world. He's one of the most widely collected contemporary artists, and his collectors eagerly await each new creation. Marcus has sold artwork in 67 different countries to many thousands of art enthusiasts. Eric Trimble and his wife Barbara met Glenn on a Caribbean cruise that returned to Miami on March 1st, just before the COVID-19 outbreak really spread across the U.S., shutting down much of the Trimble businesses.
Well, we met him, and then he showed some of the pieces, and then we commissioned him to do these three pieces, not realizing that, the virus would be hitting, and B, all the unrest that we're facing, too.
The heart artworks add to many other works at Trimble Point, where the family shares its collection with the public. On display are works by local artists, photography by Hunt Harris, Steve Sinner's woodturning, stone engraving by Paul Herrera, and Father Edward Kettich's watercolors and calligraphy, as well as noted American and international contemporary artists. Because of COVID, Trimble Funeral Homes has held only virtual funerals or graveside services with immediate families.
When we built the building, we put in some fairly sophisticated camera equipment for doing that, for webcasting and this, and offered it quite a bit, and really nobody was too interested. So we really haven't done much of it until now.
For more information on the Trimble Companies, visit TrimbleFuneralHomes.com. I'm Herb Trix.